Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Sunday, the 11th, is it? Something like that. 12th, Sunday the 12th. It's Sunday. Does it really matter? As long as we know it's Sunday. Well, yesterday, the old golf, I gave him a right good pasting. 4 under through 14 holes. Played very nicely from the start, really. Just the game, one of them days when the game came easy. I was quite relaxed, probably because I thought I was going to play rubbish, having not played for a bit. And the game came very easy. So that was phase one of the day done and dusted. The guys gave up. They were 6 and 4. We were 4 up the back nine. And they said, nope, we're walking in. They'd had enough on the ropes. And then phase two went horribly wrong, didn't it? Not quite the morning I was expecting. I think when the old pinball in the second minute, I think if that had gone in when we had the old Benny Hill music on in the Spurs penalty area, I think it would have been different. But I wasn't, well, I didn't watch the, I disappeared 10 minutes to go in the first half. I thought we were that abject. I thought I'll go and have a beer in the concourse. Bit better second half, but I was never watching the game thinking we were ever going to win it. Haven't seen Son's miss a replay, but the Lo Celso one's a howler. Said this morning, Spurs fans just so desperate to buy players that they're, if we're linked with anyone, it's just buy him, buy him. That Lo Celso is bang average. He's like Lamella's cousin. Rough, runs around a lot, only got 1 foot, the right foot's purely for standing on. And when the big times come, he's not the boy. When you look at the players we used to sign, the Klinsmans, the Linekers, Gascoigne's, I know the game's different now, but we're just linked with bang average rubbish. I think it is going to be a long, long time before Tottenham Hotspur, certainly won't be in my lifetime, that this team is any good. And when you look at the league in total, what are we now? 2 points ahead of Everton and Southampton that apparently were teams in absolute crisis. Generally, I'm not just saying it to be, I know people just think I'm miserable, but I just think it's dire. I think the league is, people say it's the best league in the world. When you look at the standard, I mean, Liverpool weren't great yesterday, but never looked in trouble. I think they've had a lot of games this season like that. I don't think they have to do that much to win because those and City are miles ahead and then Chelsea just below them. The rest of them, bang average, all spending far too much money on bang average players. You know, I go back Sigurdsson at Everton, 50 million. Tottenham talking about 66 million at Lo Celso. So the money has got completely out of hand for what you get. And bang, bang, bang average players being touted about all clubs for big money. I really do think the league is absolutely piss poor. I think what Tottenham are something like 15 points off second place and 16 points off the bottom. You know, it's just for a club with a stadium and that you look at, I just look and think, what a mess. But yeah, we could have had the draw if Lo Celso had had his boots on. But then on to the proper sport, been the football, the old NFL, the 49ers march on. Bet landed. I hope some of you are on. I know a couple of you have tweeted, but the old -7 handicap and the Titans beat Baltimore. I mean, Lamar Jackson been awesome all season. But he, on the big stage in the playoffs, you know, they were huge favourites and they, it just didn't happen, did they? It just didn't happen for them. And the +10 wasn't even needed. And it's easy to say, oh, I wish I'd doubled down on it. But, you know, I did think that Baltimore, particularly at home, would come out and be there. But Henry for the Titans absolutely ran them ragged. So, yes, I think they'll be a tough team to beat. I said in about week 13, 14, ride the Titans to the Super Bowl. And then they lost a game and I thought, oh, maybe I've just got that wrong. But I think they are going to, I think they will get to the Super Bowl. I think they'll beat either of the other two. And I think they will be a massive test for whoever gets there from the NFC. Hopefully the Niners, who were very good last night, particularly in the second half. Minnesota came out and had a go first half, but second half, the Niners, very, very good. Exciting. Please, just let one of my teams do something. Please. There's two games in the NFL tonight, no bets on either of them. I do think Kansas will beat Houston, but I'm not 9.5 either way on the spread. Just can't see a bet there. And I think the Seattle-Green Bay game could go either way. Green Bay, I was tempted with Seattle plus 4.5, but I'm going to let it ride. Funnily enough, I think the 49ers have got a better chance against Seattle, Green Bay than they have Seattle. But we'll see what happens. So no bets there tonight. If I had to go for a pick a team, I think Kansas will win, and I think Seattle will win in the match odds. But I've got no bets on those. There's an NCAF game, a college game, on Tuesday, and I did quite like the look of Clemson plus 5.5 in that. But I'll keep an eye on that. That's Tuesday, and if there is a bet Tuesday on that, I will advise. But American football, no bets. Do think Kansas will win, and I do think Seattle will beat Green Bay. Maybe wrong. There we go. Right. Horses. Done well on the horses yesterday, didn't we? Frode on, marched in, told you. When I say nap, get on. Always nice to get involved there. But I've got a few for today. Give me a second, as always, to get organised. Not there. Here we go. Right, at 12:20, so in about 40 minutes. I mean, I'm told it's buying money. I'm not sure whether I'm going to have a bet on this, but the favourite is 1.34 in Kelso, at Kelso, Kiltili Briggs. I'm told that that should win comfortably, Kiltili Briggs. 3.35 at Kelso. Win and place. Three have come out of this since this morning when I had a look. But win and place, Gallagher's Cross. Only a small bet. It's a sort of dabble, really, on the price. Gallagher's Cross. Oh, everything's going off here, sorry. Let's put that on mute. Yeah, so Gallagher's Cross in 3.35, win and place. And in the 3.25, is it Southall? Bear with me a second. Southall, 3.25. It is Requited small win bet. 3.25 at Southall, Requited small win bet. That is it for the horses today. Football-wise, very limited fare. We've got, oh, it's just awful, isn't it? But it seems to be taking forever to get back from this international on the Christmas break. Very limited fare on. The only game that I would like for you guys would be at 4 o'clock, Dijon versus Lille. If 0-0 on 20 minutes, Dijon-Lille, over 1.5 goals, and remove your liability on a goal. Dijon versus Lille, drip back in over 1.5 on sort of 20 minutes, if still 0-0. If a goal goes in early, just leave it alone. But that's 4 o'clock, Dijon-Lille. Okay, that's it from me. A couple of you made reference to that god-awful TV programme. I'm not going to give it any airtime. If you're watching that on a Saturday night, your life's done. That's all I've got to say. Right, I will leave you with it. Have a lovely Sunday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow as we enter, this is the week this week where we enter a year of the podcast. I might have to have a special celebration. I think it's Thursday or Friday is a year of the podcast. Right, enjoy yourselves.